Good morning and welcome to Project Joy. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here was our
technology going to be our friend this morning or not?
Well, we'll have to see. So far, it was a little unfriendly, but it seemed to
get a grip on itself.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Here we go. I see nobody on the road, said Alice. I only wish I had such eyes, the king remarked in a fretful tone. To be able to see nobody, and at that distance, too. Alice and the king perfectly demonstrate what it's like to live in conversation with ego, in conditioned mind. There's a made-up world, no truth or substance to it, which is talked about as if it's real. In that full reality, people should know what will happen in the future, should make decisions now based on what they should know about then, should feel bad and be punished when they're wrong about what they should have known, should fear the present, regret the past, and seek advice and direction from a disembodied voice in the head that talks to, chides, and harangues them constantly. Today, practice using the clarity you've been blessed with to see this here now. Shall we hear from our first caller, Sherry?
Yes. Let's see what they saw.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jennifer from Whidbey Island, Washington.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Well, I have been in the queue for many a week, and it's interesting watching conditioning. Every time it comes time for the next unmuting, conditioning yells, no, not me, not me. And then as soon as somebody else is picked, conditioning says, why didn't they pick me?
There we have it, right? That is the most perfect picture of what that voice in the head does.
It does.
No matter what, it is going to find the negative.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, as far as this one today on the This Here Now, what I noticed when I first read it, I heard the little voice shouting that there's nothing here. There's nothing here. It's going to be boring to be here. Or possibly dangerous, it said, with a little nudge to the adrenals.
It's going to be either boring or dangerous.
Right. And either way, I'm not going to be able to stand it.
Uh-huh.
So then Mentor chimed in and said, well, why not just try it and let's see for ourselves?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that hysterical? And the... I mean, it's funny and it's sad because
mm-hmm.
most people, including us, have for a long time fallen for those messages.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to either be so dangerous that you can't stand it or so boring that you can't stand it. Now, when you put them side by side like that, you know, you think, now, how could any sane, intelligent person buy into that? But we do.
Right. And when it did it side by side like that, though, it made me laugh because it's like that.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. You have made an error now because that's
right.
Too funny.
You messed up, boys.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm in the practicing of looking to see what it actually is like rather than the story about what it's going to be like.
Yes. And, of course, what we know after being around practice for a little while is that people that we respect as spiritual heroes, if we can say that, attest to the fact that when we're actually here, that's when everything good starts.
Yeah.
That's when we touch into the excitement, the bliss, the enthusiasm, the old boyness of life. In fact, it's not dangerous, and it is the farthest away from boring that we could ever get. It's, in fact, thrilling. And so, let's risk being here.
I like
see
that.
What life unfolds. Yeah.
I like that oh boyness, because that really, really says it. Oh boyness.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, thank
much
you.
Fun. Thank
yeah.
you. And one other thing before you go, the wisdom and power of the mentor.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The mentor is that quiet, comforting presence that says, well, you know, let's see. So I've been on a rant for actually a long time, because I'm constantly running into places in my line of work with my job description where people will immediately go to a suspicious place. Right, the conditioned mind says, "Oh, okay, all right. Well, now the truth is coming out. You know, she's a charlatan, and practice is bogus, and it's all a hoax, and you've been falling for it." And the thing that gets me about it is not the lack of trust of me or of practice. I don't care about that. It's that voice keeps people from having their own experience.
Right.
People will listen to that voice and just go, oh, okay, all right. And there's the mentor saying, well, how about if you had your own experience? How about How about if you go ahead and do it and then judge for yourself whether it's really boring or dangerous?
Right.
That's what we're going for. It's not believing somebody. We don't have to believe what the Buddha said, right? We just have to have our own experience of what the Buddha said. That's all he asked of us.
And just like that, we don't want to believe what conditioning has to say either.
Yes, yes. And, of course, conditioning is just, you know, devoted to us believing nothing. When we say believe nothing, conditioning is fine with that. Sure, because I'm operating as conditioning over here behind the scenes, so poor little human is never going to realize that what they're believing is me. You know, it's a Wizard of Oz sort of a moment, right? But the believe nothing is believe nothing, starting with everything that happens inside our own heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All
fabulous.
Right, so thank you for that. Yeah, fabulous. Thanks,
thank
Jennifer.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. I just love that sense of wonder that is our experience when we're here, that old boyness that you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's all brand new. I don't know anything about it. What is it? What is it? It's like being three again, only with the ability to appreciate the expanded awareness. The three-year-old is in the expanded awareness, but doesn't have the ability to know the experience. And that's what puts us in this, as adults doing practice, in this marvelous between heaven and hell position, right? Because we can taste the bliss, and we know that that's happening.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is really awareness knowing itself.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Well, here is our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, goody, oh, boyness. It's Janice.
Oh, goody, oh, boyness. Hi there.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on. And I want to say that I'm sitting in my new room where I'm going to be doing practice in. I'm in transition for a few months to move to a new place where I once called you from, where I was looking at trees.
A place that I too love.
It's amazing, and the
magical place,
and the brand newness, because it's the clouds are different and the formations are different. There's different kinds of vegetation and the air feels different. So it's really a big old boyness. And and it was my first sleepover here. I'm kind of camping out in the place, and so last night and waking up, and I was so excited, I just have to say I love practice so much, that when it was 6 o'clock, I thought it was 7 o'clock, and I thought I was the only one on the virtual meditation.
It's quite okay,
because I just got to wait for an hour, and I had my T-shirt on that said, Sangha being lit up together.
Ah, nice. So you lit up together with it, because even if, say, you were the only one on the virtual meditation call, mm-hmm. it wouldn't matter, because you would be meditating with thousands, we guess, of people around the world. We're doing all kinds of different sorts of meditations in all different kinds of places with different clouds and different air and different vegetation, and everybody would be being lit up together.
Yes. And I record, you know, like I have my record in my hand in case I'm unmuted, but it doesn't matter. While I'm going on, I'm recording everything anyhow. And it's so fun to listen because I'm kind of talking while the radio show is on. So somebody's saying something, and I'm going, oh, yes, and then something else.
Cheering them on.
Yeah.
Cheering on that awareness.
Definitely. So to hear those recordings, and I'm laughing along, and, you know, I'm so here.
It just brings you right here, doesn't it?
It does.
Brings you right to present. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I talk about yesterday's practice, not knowing. I had to catch a super duper early ferry, and I was going a different route than the moving van was going. And my daughter, I had to pick up my daughter. She was going to help me. So it was time to leave, and I went to my car, and the battery's dead. Yeah. And luckily, she had a
blessed opportunity.
Yeah, and luckily I said, I think there's a switch. I can't pick you up. You have to pick me up. and then, you know, just the journey and the moving and the disassembling things in boxes and then trying to set up and taking time to have tea and go out and people, you know, new places and new things. And by the end of the day, you know, we just sat down and reflected, and I said, I can't believe all that happened in one day. You know, there's no way of knowing what would happen in one day, you know?
Uh-huh. Yes. I will tell you quickly that I had the same kind of day yesterday. Well, except for the battery. Fortunately, that was not part of it. But we're putting together the new center in Mountain View. And so this is our second big work day. And it's that same kind of just be so engrossed and having so much fun, excuse me, in the process of doing it. And then getting to the end of the day and having that. That's amazing. That's amazing that all of that happened today. And, of course, the newness is part of that, isn't it? Because we're so much more aware. Now, that much could have happened on another day, but it doesn't have the same impact on us because it's a regular day. Right?
Good
and
point.
We might not stop and reflect in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to yes, absolutely. I just want to take this opportunity to say, so I've been practicing with year-long retreats for many a year, and but there are all these different practices, like, you know, having a practice plan and Sangha being lit up and learning to love learning. And, you know, and no self-hate. And I see how it's all come together. And that learning to love learning is just like facing the new day and all the things that, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, oh my gosh, you must be overwhelmed. And, you know, and well, you know, it could be if I went there, but I'm right. choosing excitement.
Yes. Yes, and that's it, right? All the circumstances are exactly the same. It can either be exciting, thrilling, because it's all new and I'm here and I know it's all new and I know I'm here, or it would be overwhelming if I went with conditioning because I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be having a good time. I'd be listening to a negative story about everything that's wrong, and it's true. It would be, that would be overwhelming. Is it the move that would be overwhelming? No, it's not the move that's overwhelming. It's that relationship with those voices. That's always overwhelming, no matter what we're doing.
Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. yes. And that part about, you know, what conditioning would say, that, you know, something's dangerous or something's boring, or just, you know, reflecting on that and just never, you know, catching myself or seeing something and seeing my mind has made a lot of decisions recently. So just to sit down and come back to the breath, it's just like it all falls away. Oh, here I am.
Yeah, it is a refuge, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give everybody credit, and particularly you and Ashwini, to put together a year like this. And for anybody who has never done a year-long retreat, to not take it for granted that every year is different. And there may not be another there may not be another year with this kind of opportunity that we're having. You know, a Monday to Friday it may not look like, you know, who knows? So just
who knows, right?
Please.
So so every day, whatever every day is, it's never gonna be this again. And
never.
We just don't wanna miss it.
Not a moment.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
No deep breath, show. Falling on my knees. Falling on my knees.
I know the feeling.
I'm here saying yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you. Oh, there was so much in that conversation, Sherry, but the one that most inspired me is to come to that moment of the breath and just recognize mm-hmm. being here, especially if there's such a sense of busyness in the day where so much happens and we do so much. And to me, it's not me doing it, because if I'm in the overwhelm, life is just doing it all,
right?
And to come back to go to that sense of reconciliation of the split. It's why I love that so much, that to center is to recognize and come home to the container that contains all, mm-hmm. instead of living in the split, in the separation from that, which is what that overwhelm is.
Yeah, yeah. When you were saying that, I had this image of life, you know, personifying everything here, but so life is going along and says, oh, there's a form. You know, there's a form I can use, and there you are. You know, you're just picked up and carried on into some great life adventure. Again, back to that intelligence knowing itself. And if we have that experience of, ooh, life is animating this form, and here we go, and I have a front row seat. I don't want to miss it. Then it is an experience of life. Otherwise, it's a misery.
It's a drag, and I think it takes such practice to let go. It's a letting go. It's not a non-attachment to how I want it to be, or how this is supposed to feel, or how big the container of the experience needs to be.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's hear from another caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Oh. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sharon Ashwini, this is Anne calling from the Bay Area.
Hello, Anne.
Hey, well, I just had to call because it has been such an incredibly fruitful practice week. I can't even begin to communicate it. It's one of those, wow, the sky is blue. You know, it's like seeing something that's so obvious that I'm like, how come I never noticed that before? No, or dropping into a new, you know, a new level. So it's something that I've been told for, 30 years. It's like it's a new piece of information. Wow.
Right. Well, and if I may, right at this juncture, yes. That's that place where you really wish you could tell somebody, but you can't because you know that they're just going to look at you and nod and smile like you're going to get to some profound point here. And the profundity is in the depth of your experience, right? Not in what you experienced.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they would look at me and smile and think, this woman is crazy.
A little pity in that.
Yes, well, I just thought the reading last week on the world being a dangerous place and what was written about it was just absolutely beautiful. And I was working with an identification, and what I feel so blessed with about this practice is, when I'm identified, I know it. I mean, it's like, oh, there are the markers. Yep, I'm in the dark. Yep. Oh, yeah, okay, so now I know what my job is. And what an incredible gift that is.
Yes, yes. I would stop here again and want to underline that. That, you know, if we're turning corners in practice, that is one of the biggest of all possible corners to turn. Because when we are in that stage of life where we're identified and we don't know it, now that is a place of true suffering. But to know I'm identified and to know that I know what to do and how to do it in order to take advantage of this and move through it,
yeah,
that's everything.
Yeah, and the sky is blue moment was realizing, oh, if I'm in content, that equals I am suffering. And what's in front of us, oh, my God.
Yes.
It's like, wow, okay, if I'm trying to resolve this in the content, it's like trying to trim the weeds and hoping they'll go away.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's a great image. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
and that's
a great image. Get out there with your little clippers and clip those weeds and then be shocked that the next day they're back.
Yes, yes, and you know that when I'm in process, something wrong and not enough, all that stuff doesn't exist because in process it just doesn't exist. I mean, it's so hard to communicate that, but that's
But if we go for another little analogy here, so I'm a worrier, and what I do is worry about thing after thing after thing after thing. Now it's everybody's health. Now it's my health. Now it's money. Now it's the roof that's going to leak. Now it's what's happening in the world. Now it's politics. Now it's and so I just go through the day worrying about thing after thing after thing, and I believe all of those things are real, and it's necessary to worry about them. But when I catch on to what I'm really suffering over is the process of worrying, not all of those pieces of content in life that I'm worrying about, now the doorway to freedom opens. Because as you say, now I know what to do. I know where I am. I know what's happening, and I know how to approach this.
Yes. I mean, that's just phenomenal.
It is. Oh, it is. Oh, it is. And we can see how conditioning bamboozles people by getting them to focus on the content. So it's these circumstances. It's this problem. It's this relationship. It's this.
Yeah.
It's this. Whatever. This job. If that weren't there, then I would be, no, it would just go, conditioning would just go to the next problem.
Yeah, and I have to, I was so grateful because part of the reason I knew I was identified is I was feeling really bad. And I went, wait a minute, we gave up feeling bad in 2013. What's going on here?
Right. This is old news. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that alone pops us out, right? Now you're in a position really to look at it.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on here?
What an incredible question that is. What is this? I mean, what? And that's really the road to freedom, to say, huh, what is going on here? What is this? What is being triggered? What is going on? So I just had to call in and say, wow, I'm having an amazing experience.
And I'm so glad. All right. Thank you, Anne.
Yes.
That was really
All right.
Helpful.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Go happy.
Go happy. Paddle happy.
Oh, I am not. I love that. Just being in the energy of the veil falling is just the most exquisite experience ever. To know that you're identified, to have that profound and deep experience of what can only be pointed at. Oh, my. Oh, boy.
Right. To have an experience of what can only be pointed at. That's it. That's why we get to that place, why Anne could not explain to anybody what had happened to her, except people who know what happened to her.
Exactly,
right?
And
because
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, that's the energy of the experience, right? You're just, it brings me back to the place where in the Upanishads they say that that all you can hear is the wild ecstasy of the people chanting because they have no words.
Uh-huh. They're just making sounds that reflect the depth of what's resonating inside of them or what they're feeling.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sherry, we have 3 more minutes. Shall I squeeze another caller in?
Oh, let's. We'll know we're going to go fast.
Next caller, you're now live on the air.
Oh, hi, it's Isotta.
Hi, Isotta.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Oh, well, fine. I just jumped in halfway through the call because I got into a bamboozle that I'm super busy. And then I was like, what? And so I called in. But I missed what the previous caller was. I missed the first part of her call. But I think she will, I don't know, I tell you what's happening to me, and I think it's a very similar thing, that I'm leaving tomorrow to go on vacation, and I have all this sensation in my body, and it's the typical thing that before practice would have been anxiety, and instead is now, can it be excitement? Can it be the coffee that I had? Who knows, you know?
Yeah. That is a good bamboozle right there, right? I'm feeling all of this stuff in my body, which previously would have been anxiety, so I think I'll have a cup of coffee.
Ah, yes, that's a bamboozle right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is because it's what the assignment like was about a little bit, now the bliss of seeing through conditioning. Well, kind of, yeah. The thing is that I'm experiencing the sensations anyway, but at least it's with more curiosity and less anxiety.
Yes, and so you can turn your attention there and reframe it, right? So there's...
Exactly.
This is great. This is, I'm ready for vacation. Oh, here we go. I am lit up. I'm ready for anything.
Exactly.
Come on, Mike,
I'm
we're
so happy.
Going on an adventure. Yeah, I'm so
exactly.
happy. Yes, I'm so excited. Yes.
Exactly. And also, I'm not trying to calm it down, which is what I would have done before, and it's impossible, you know.
Right, dance. right?
Yeah, the moment I hang up, I will dance, yeah.
Yeah, throw your arms up in the air and jump around and scream and yell and really enjoy the energy, because that's what it is. It's your energy, and you get to have it. You try to tamp it down, and it's just going to turn into repression and anxiety and feeling bad, and conditioning is monitoring it, and how are you doing, and how are you feeling now? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it... Nah, just dance.
Yeah, fantastic. And imagine, after calling, I'm even more... I have even more of this unnamed sensation. So I'm already dancing a little bit while I talk to you right now.
Good. Good. Well, you have a fabulous vacation, okay? Keep in touch.
Thank
huh?
you so much. I will.
Right.
I will still call from the vacation. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I think we say arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye, Sarah. Have a wonderful vacation. Oh, to have the privilege to be part of such a lit up sangha.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to jump around. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, but well, I know we're over time, so what's our assignment?
A beautiful one, which Janice kicked us off with. If I had influence over the good fairy who is supposed to preside over the christening of all children, I should ask that her gift to each child in the world be a sense of wonder so indestructible that it would last throughout life.
Mm.
It can sometimes seem, and the voices in conditioned mind would encourage us to believe that we have lost that sense of wonder, if in fact we ever had it. We did have it, and we have it still. The difference between childhood and adulthood is that for a small child, the sense of wonder is simply where she or he lives, while for most adults, it's a territory we must reclaim. What a gift. As children, we didn't realize what we had. As adults, conditioning wants us to dwell on what we've lost, on what we don't have and probably never had. As children, wonder was a given. Now we get to choose it because we know it exists and that we want it. Today, choose the awe and wonder that is presence. Record and listen.
Wow. It's free will in action,
wow.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you,
everybody. Take good care. Treasure yourselves.
Be happy.